We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my good friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike, doing great. I tell you, I'm just enjoying all these fresh vegetables and this garden stuff from the farmer's market.
Fresh produce is starting to come in, and that's a great thing in my book.
My good friend Thurman stops by the farmer's market every time she comes up here and brings me two or three great big sacks of good old Breckenridge County stuff.
Well, that's a good thing, and like I say, things are starting to come in from the garden, and that makes it possible for us to have those nice, fresh summer salads, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit today, aren't we?
Yes, I make a lot of my own salad dressings. You know, I find out if I buy bottles of salad dressing, a lot of times, first thing you know, they've expired, and I've had them too long, and I don't like to eat them that long, so I make up my own salad dressings, and I've got about four here today with, you know, all these good fresh tomatoes that are in, and cucumbers and onions and everything, and so good peppers. What I've been doing a lot is I just chop up by hand cucumbers, onions, peppers, tomatoes. My friend the Browns brought me a nice big sacks of produce too, you know. These piteous people bring them stuff out of their garden, you know.
Well, it sounds like the ingredients for some great salads.
Really, really good. You know, leaf lettuce is gone, so I don't have that, but I've been just chipping up those. And then I use rice vinegar and a couple of packages of Sweet and Low or Stevia or what kind of artificial sweetener I have, and a little water, and marinate all of that and put it together. And you can eat a lot of that. It's really good.
Absolutely. What are the dressings that we've got today? What's the first one we've got out?
The first one is just a vinaigrette, which is really easy, depending on what you like. It's a 3 tablespoons of oil. You can use olive oil or vegetable oil, whatever you've got. A tablespoon of vinegar, salt and pepper to taste, sugar or sweetener to taste, and you just mix it all together and toss it with a good green salad. And this is a basic dressing. You can add either the following. You can put a little mustard in, a half a teaspoon of mustard, or a half a teaspoon of minced garlic, or some garlic powder if you've got it, you know, if you don't have, you want to mince the garlic. And that's just easy, and that just makes a small, I don't like a whole lot of dressings on salads anymore. I used to like a bowl of soup in the bottom when I got on, but I have grown to like them less heavy. But this vinaigrette is just great, you know, to toss with any kind of greens or whatever you've got to toss it with. It's just really a basic dressing.
And when you start talking about a vinegar and oil dressing, you're talking about something that doesn't add much in the way of calories or carbs.
No, it really doesn't at all. And I mean, as I have gotten older, different tastes, I really like that. But I have to admit, one of my favorites is blue cheese dressing. I have to like that.
Well, that happens to be my favorite as well.
I've made it for years and different kinds. But this is the easiest one, and it's really easy. It reminds me a lot of, I was a big fan of Doe Run Restaurant, you know, when mm-hmm. it was there. And they always had a good blue cheese, and they put a little cottage cheese in there. Now, I'm not putting the cottage cheese in this one, but if you want to put some cottage cheese in it, it stretches it and it gives it a little more substance, a little body to it.
Okay.
The one I use is a cup of mayonnaise and a cup of sour cream and a half a cup of crumbled blue cheese and a dash of garlic powder if you've got some. Well, I mean, I like a garlicky taste. It's just a little. You could use garlic or onion powder, either one. And you just mix that all up together, and it can be made ahead of time, but it'll keep a long time. And it's better if you make it ahead of time because your flavors, you know, all blend. And to me, that's good on any kind of a green toss salad or just a wedge of lettuce or on tomato, too.
I would agree 100%. There's nothing better than a good blue cheese dressing. And I would say probably letting that set for a couple of days before you use it just gets those flavors mixed in just right.
And, you know, the ingredients are in there are going to keep, so you can keep it quite a while in the refrigerator. You can make up a jar. But I don't know, it seems like when I have company and put it out, it doesn't seem like there's ever much left in that bowl.
I understand. What else do we have today, Miss Sammy?
I have a Thousand Island dressing that okay. I make, that which I like this too. It's a cup of mayonnaise and a half a cup of chili sauce. You know, that's in the bottle that looks like seafood sauce, but it just says chili sauce, mm-hmm. tomatoey, and then 2 hard-boiled eggs chopped. And you just mix that together and serve that over salad green. It makes a good dip too.
Well, that's a fairly simple recipe too.
It's really simple, and I gave it to a friend of mine, somebody that I worked with years ago. She was going to have her family for Thanksgiving dinner. So she mixed up a bowl of that to serve on her salad. And she said they ate it all with a spoon before she got it on the green salad.
Okay.
And another one that you can do that is really easy, too, and good. If you have some good salsa, if you're going to serve a Mexican meal and you want a salad, you can just mix mayonnaise and a little sour cream and put some salsa in it. And that makes a really good dressing, too.
And we've done that one before, too. And you can mix that one up with all sorts of stuff. You can put in some red chili pepper flakes if you want it a little spicier and just make it however you like it.
And, you know, you can chop some olives up in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these you can chop olives up in. Then I've got another one that is a homemade French dressing. And this side, go back to Dole Run. Dole Run always had, they had French dressing and they had blue cheese. And one of my friends taught me to get blue cheese and French and mix them together. And they were this French. I knew a girl whose mother worked there, and she gave me this recipe years ago. And this is easy, easy. You take a cup of salad oil, 2/3 of a cup of sugar. And I used powdered sugar. That's what she told me they used. 1/4 of a cup of vinegar, 1/3 of a cup of ketchup, and 3 tablespoons of dried minced onion, and just a pinch of salt, and you just put that all together and shake it, and that one keeps forever. You know, French dressing was the first dressing I ever ate. We didn't have salads. We had wilted lettuce salad, and of course, we always had tomatoes and cucumbers and that, but I remember when you first started, that shows how old I am, buying dressing, and you had French dressing, you know, the orange in a bottle. You remember that one, don't you?
I do remember that one, and that was pretty common around everybody's refrigerator.
It was what most everybody had. But this one, like this, you just put all this stuff in and shake it up. And it's really a tasty dressing, too. The onion, you know, the dehydrated dried onion reconstitutes in the oil and the vinegar and really tastes like you could chop an onion if you wanted to. But, you know, lazy me, I sort of like to take that dried onion and put in there. But it makes a really good dressing. And sometimes I'll fix salads and I'll have like 3 dressings because not everybody likes the same thing. But if you want to mix some of that French and eat it with your blue cheese, good, good, good.
Absolutely. And you were talking about the dried onion. That does make things easier. But I will tell you, in a good fresh salad, there is nothing better than a green onion fresh out of the garden.
Green onions are wonderful. I love a big old pile of green beans and chop up a green onion and put on top of those green beans and put a tomato over to the side. And of course, you got a little bacon grease maybe or something in those green beans. But that's a meal right there to me.
Absolutely.
I have gotten nice green beans from the farmer's market, and then Barbara and Teddy brought me. Teddy was so nice, he even broke them before he brought them down here. You can't hardly beat that, can you?
No, you can't.
So I certainly been on the green bean train this summer.
Well, Sammy, it sounds like a lot of good eating there.
It is. There's nothing better than this fresh stuff. As I say, I have really enjoyed it. Ever since the farmer's market's been here, I have gone to it, you know, and have gotten things from it. Thurman comes to see me on Saturdays, and she likes to go. I'm sure they loves to see her when she gets for both of us, you know.
Well, I'm sure.
I'm sure they say that lady buys more green stuff than anybody I ever saw, and I just tell her, get whatever you think looks good.
Just
and
load you up.
She's pretty good at that.
Well, we do want to remind our listeners that if you would like copies of these recipes, all you have to do is send us an email here at the radio station at WXBC@bbtel.com, and in the subject line, put Attention Skinny Cook, or you can email Miss Sammy direct at SammyQ@bbtel.com, and that is SammyQ@bbtel.com.
That's right, Mike. That's right.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Don't ever trust that skinny cook.